This is Kite, Underground Writings audio zine from the Skagit County Community Justice Center. We begin every workshop by just clearing the pipes, getting out whatever is in their heads, throat clearing, but sometimes you catch something with substance. The person who identifies himself as Jay began their first workshop saying, or writing, "I'm sorry for me lying, for me picking up again and leaving, stealing from your love, taking advantage of your kindness, but you do the same, got to love and forget. Let it go, turn the other cheek, forgive, it's hard, but the feeling of forgiving is the best. It's the true high that I want, need to be loved again." This is Carlos's response to reading a poem called At Least by Raymond Carver. "I want to go back in time and see my ex as she gave birth to my stillborn son and comfort her so she wouldn't have to deal with the pain alone by herself. I want to see my sister graduate high school and be someone she can go to for advice and questions she may have about life and its downfalls. I want to be let go so I can visit my uncle's grave who died recently, right before I came in here and betrayed my family." This is a different Carlos responding to the same poem by Raymond Carver. "I want to look out a window. I want to drink my dew to hear the noise of life. I want a movie so I can laugh, to be relaxed. I want to stand in a town where no one knows me. I want a whispering voice to wake me up, to look at me. I want me to be happy, to smile, to talk about whatever. I want to pick up my bags and move far away, to find a place where when I get there, I don't know where to go. I want to talk to someone who will meet me and open that conversation with, 'We need this.' I want to be free from everything. I want to walk around and talk to whomever. I want this." The next few poems are responses to one of Rilke's prayers in the Book of Hours that begins, "I am praying again." This is by Rocky. "I'm an empty shell, abandoned by the hermit crab, laying forgotten, washed away with the tide. Once I had purpose and meaning, now I'm useless. I'm a tire, punctured by a nail, slowly deflating and losing my purpose as time passes. As the air compressor reinflates me, I gain usefulness once more. I am the jellyfish, floating listfully with the current, without much purpose or concern. I am content to float by, causing pain and damage with my tentacles should you get too close." This is a man who identified himself as J.W. responding to the same Rilke poem. "I'm a truck stuck in the mud, stuck in a deep rut, spinning my tires, going nowhere but deeper in the mud, getting dirty and heavier with mud splatter, wiggling out as much as I can, but still not getting out. Getting to the edge, almost out, then I roll back in the rut." This is Jake's response to the same Rilke poem. "I am a ship wrecked on the shore, smashed to pieces to hopefully be salvaged someday. I pray to whoever will listen. I am a cold, dark night stealing the sun's warmth. I am the last ray of light, leaving the nights cold and empty. I am the warmth of the sun's first light, the shining beam in a cold, thankless world. I am the first beam of light, bringing warmth to a cold, thankless night. I am the want of your needs, I am the willing in a thankless world. I am not the dream, but the dreamer. I am the soft whisper of despair uttered by the weak. This is Carlos's response to Rilke's prayer. I am a God, creating or destroying my life around me. Though I have lived long, I am still a shadow to myself. What will and what I can be is entirely up to myself, a stranger who's in constant battle with my own self. Self, a word I yearn for, yet I go against because I put others before myself. A craving I cannot fight nor reject, like Mother Nature, I am here to stay until washed away like yesterday. The last two pieces are responses to reading Dennis Johnson's classic Jesus Son, Sketches of a Character, more towards nonfiction. It's called Tex, A Portrait. Sitting on my bunk one afternoon, watching a documentary on the Hell's Angels, the narrator repeatedly said the name Sonny Barger, Sonny Barger, Sonny Barger. Suddenly, like a flash of white light in my brain, fire on my face, I sat upright and opened the cell's one drawer, pulled out a letter from last week, sent to my cellie, Tex. If you tell anyone, I'll kick your ass, said Tex through troubled eyes. Eyes filled with both pain and pride at the same time. Letters were sent to Tex from Phoenix, Arizona, from Sonny Barger to Tex. Yes, that is my father, but I refuse to tell anyone for two reasons, Tex said to me with a pause. One, no one will ever believe me due to my father's name and affiliation alone. And two, I'm my own man. I pride myself on being Tex, not Sonny's son, Tex. I am my own man. This is John's portrait, a sketch of a character from his past. Albie. His name was Albie. We met on a late cold night in Alaska. He didn't speak English, so I got someone who spoke Spanish from our boat, and they could barely talk because he was from far south Mexico and our guy was from north. Different dialects. But Albie and I smoked weed and became good friends. He showed me his plant. He worked. We communicated when we could with hand gestures and acting out. I later found out they were researching cancer stuff on the boat he worked on. We remained friends our entire time because we were both the head mechanics of our boats. I gave him my number and address and told him, come see me anytime. And a year later, a knock at my door. There he was.
Thanks, as always, listeners, for listening to our third edition of Kite. More to come in the future. We hope you have a great, great summer. While we're on summer break, we want to leave you with some recommended reading. So I've talked to some of our teaching writers, our communication staff, people in the organization. We've created a small list that we'd like to leave with you during the break. We have two memoirs by Nick Flynn, Another Bullshit Night in Suck City, and The Ticking is the Bomb. For short stories and novellas, we have Birds of America by Laurie Moore, a collection of stories, and Separate Flights by Andre Debuse, a novella and short stories. In the category of novel, we have The Fisherman by Chigozie Obiama. For nonfiction and essays, we have Blind Spot by Teju Cole and Poetry as Survival by Gregory Orr. And in the category of poetry, we have The Complete English Works, George Herbert, The Lice by W.S. Merwin, Poems from Ish River Country, Collected Poems and Translations by Robert Sund, and Uncommon Prayer by Kimberly Johnson. So listeners, if you live in the local area, you can find these books in the libraries here in Skagit County. Also, we want to give a plug to our own anthology, What No One Ever Tells You, which is now located in the LeConnor Library, the Mount Vernon Library, and the Burlington Library, soon to be all Skagit County libraries. So check that out if you can. And we also want to mention that coming up this week, June 13th on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Mount Vernon City Library will be the book launch for When the Dust Rises. Now, this is the new anthology of student writing that comes out of the Mount Vernon Migrant Leaders Club, which is one of our sites. The book is done in collaboration with Underground Writing, and we will be doing a book launch on Thursday, June 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the library. We hope to see you there. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@undergroundwriting.org. It'll also be, information will be available via our social media and website. The Underground Writing Podcast and Kite will be on summer break from June 18th to August 18th.